Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The personal use fishery for the Kenai River is scheduled to open up Sunday, July 10th. The dipnet fishery opens each year on the 10th and runs through the end of the month. And the city of Kenai provides a number of services to support the fishery, including parking and camping on the beaches, restrooms and trash collection, and a boat dock with a four-ramp boat launch. Fees are charged for most of these services. In advance of Kenai's dipnetting season, the Department of Fish and Game implemented a regulatory restriction for the Kenai River personal use dipnet fishery that states retention of king salmon is prohibited effective 6 a.m. Sunday, July 10th through 11 p.m. Sunday, July 31st, and this is being done to conserve returning king salmon and ensure future fishing opportunities. Kenai City Manager Paul Ostrander.
Dipnetting does open up on Sunday, July 10th. We will actually have our fee shacks up and operational starting at noon on Saturday. So folks that show up at noon on Saturday will have the fee shacks and they can pay and go ahead and be prepared for when fishing starts on Sunday. Not a lot of changes at all, really, operationally this year. We still have the dock where folks launch their boats, and we've got North and South Beach.
City Manager Ostrander adds,
you know, South Beach, as always has been, it's highly recommended that you have four-wheel drive to go on South Beach because you have to drive down the beach about a mile. North Beach is the area that you can access with your normal non-four-wheel drive vehicle because you access the beach from the parking lot. Fees have increased a little bit this year to account for inflation, so folks will see a little bit higher fees when they're entering the fee area.
An Upper Cook Inlet personal use permit and a 2022 Alaska sport fishing license are required to participate. Only Alaska residents may participate in this fishery. Upper Cook Inlet personal use permit harvest and participation must be reported online no later than August 15th through the ADF&G harvest reporting webpage. The state of Alaska asked the Ninth Circuit to reconsider its decision and to redirect the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to comply with ANILCA and to allow the state to manage the methods and means of hunting on the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. In 2016, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service enacted a ban on the use of bait to hunt brown bears on a significant area of the Kenai Peninsula. And though Congress invalidated a statewide ban of this hunting practice the following year, in Center for Biological Diversity v. Bernhardt, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife continues to enforce the ban in the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. This according to the Alaska Department of Law. In a statement, Governor Mike Dunleavy said, any attempt to legislate through policy by unelected officials sets a dangerous precedent to all states. We hope the entire Ninth Circuit will hear this case and see the error in the panel's initial decision that failed to recognize that Congress left these issues to the states. Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Douglas Vincent Lang said the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is controlling the methods and means of hunting in Alaska by saying federal employees living in D.C. should not control how Alaskans hunt. Congress sought to protect local control over hunting when it passed ANILCA, and it should be local citizens that make these decisions. The appeal says that the president has not complied with his constitutional obligation and continues to enforce a regulation that prohibits brown bear baiting in the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. The city of Seward issued a public notice for Lowell Canyon and Lowell Point Road. Contractors with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will start seismic and survey work efforts in preparation for a new tunnel project. City Manager Janet Bauer for the city of Seward writes that Lowell Canyon west of the current tunnel and diversion dam will be closed during construction efforts beginning Tuesday, July 12th, going through the 15th. Expect a delineated work section with cones and tape. She also writes that on Saturday, July 16th and going through the 20th, efforts will start in the outflow area by the bridge and waterfall. Contractors will be working the low tide times and will start 4 hours prior to low tide and finish each day 3 to 4 hours after low tide. Bauer adds that flaggers and controlled traffic during these times and intermittent delays of up to 15 minutes could be expected. Through traffic will still be two lanes, but will have slower speeds posted for the construction area. The seismic work will involve light underground blasts that mostly will be inaudible and shouldn't be felt more than 10 feet away. Sensor cables also will have to cross the road and will be covered so traffic can go over the bumps slowly. The roadsides and the beach area around the bridge will be closed during the work times for all vehicles, pedestrians, and for bikes. Through traffic only will be permitted during construction times. Bauer concludes that the contractors are hoping to finish early and they're making every effort to minimize those traffic delays.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.